Hey, are you on Instagram yet? No? 1 billion others are. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 21st of June. Thanks for clicking through. News coming up this week about a new AT&T offer. We'll share the details. A big-time CEO is out. Why? An inappropriate consensual relationship. The nation's largest grocery store chain is doing very, very well. That story this half hour. Hey, when you buy on the internet, it's going to now cost you more. Big news from the Supreme Court today. We'll check the markets, and also we'll hear from Phil K. James in Marketing for Business, Episode 19. We're talking about sharing information. And then Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts from Cityview will join us. Stuff going on in the metro this coming weekend into next week. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. iowabusinessjournals.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. We like to call this Business News on Your Time. You can click through any of the stories at any time. Thanks for being with us. You know, it was once thought of just as a place to share photos of food. But Instagram has grown up, and now the company says they have 1 billion users. That's not too bad. About a year ago, they had 800 million users. A year before that, 600 million users. So the app seems to be gaining about 200 million users each year. It's unclear where many of these new users have come from. Most of the growth last year was attributed to the launch of Stories. Over the past year, the company has expanded in-app creation tools by letting users add GIFs, emoji sliders, and polls to their stories. Meanwhile, Snapchat is still trying to grow its user base. It most recently averaged 191 million active daily users. Instagram also announced its new IGTV standalone app that will feature long-form vertical videos. It's all in an attempt to compete against not only Snapchat Discover, but also the granddaddy, YouTube. And if you're not using Instagram for business, we need to talk. It's good stuff. AT&T will launch two new unlimited wireless plans next week that will be bundled with a new video streaming service called Watch TV. It's the company's first move to pair entertainment with phone service after closing its $85 billion acquisition of media company Time Warner. The number two U.S. wireless carrier is putting to use Time Warner's stable of content, including TV channels like TBS and CNN. It's all meant to drive sales of the wireless plans at a time when carriers have struggled to find growth. AT&T, like other pay TV providers, has been losing linear TV subscribers as viewers have cut the cord on satellite TV packages in favor of cheaper streaming options. In the first quarter of this year, AT&T shed 187 linear video subscribers. The company also lost 22,000 wireless customers who pay a monthly bill during the first quarter. And while that's an improvement of the 348,000 1,000 customers it lost last year. Pressures are on the company to drive value. Watch TV as a standalone product will compete with other low-cost video streaming options, including Dish Network's Sling TV, which costs $20 for the base package, and Philo, which costs $16 a month. Intel Corporation Chief Executive Brian Krzanich resigned today after a probe found his consensual relationship with an employee violated company policy. The head of the largest U.S. chipmaker is the latest in a line of powerful men in business and politics to lose their jobs or resign over relationships viewed as inappropriate. All this is a phenomenon highlighted by the Me Too movement. Krzanich, 58, was appointed to Intel's CEO in May of 2013 and was in charge of moving the company's focus to growing data centers from personal computers. Intel shares, by the way, more than doubled during his tenure. Now, while we don't have any of these stores in Iowa, I think this story is very important to listen to. And besides, you might not be listening to the Business News Hour just in Iowa. You might have a Kroger store near you. Well, that company's shares soared on strong earnings, which were boosted by the company's online investments and delivery services. The news today was big for Kroger. It rose more than 9%. The company said first quarter results were driven by improvements in online retail, with online sales increasing by 66% over last year. Online sales and delivery services have become imperative as the company competes with other services offering grocery deliveries like Walmart and Amazon, and here locally, even Hy-Vee. In the past year, Kroger has closed underperforming stores and focused on areas where the grocer has a strong presence, selling nearly 800 of its convenience stores to EG Group for $2.1 billion. The grocer also expanded its home delivery, curbside pickup, and self-checkout services under their Restock Kroger initiative. Well, South Dakota is feeling pretty good today. Why? Supreme Court ruled that states can collect taxes from online retailers without those retailers having a physical presence in the state. Several states argued traditional retailers were at a disadvantage and governments were losing billions of dollars since they mostly could not tax online sales. Amazon and eBay stock on the news, well, that fell during the day. Here in Iowa, we already collect sales tax from many online vendors. The state generally taxes online retailers that have a brick-and-mortar presence. That means items ordered online from a local boutique or from Target are subject to sales tax. Now, this decision says the company does not have to have a physical presence in the state. In more court news, today a federal judge in New York ruled that the structure of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is unconstitutional, forbidding the agency from suing a company that advances money to people awaiting settlement payouts. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, created as part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial reform law, it was all in an effort to stamp out abusive lending, has been the subject of political battles since U.S. President Donald Trump took office. Under the leadership of Mick Mulvaney, appointed as the agency's temporary head back in November, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has shelved new regulations and dropped cases against payday lenders. Well, all three of the major indices pulled back today, with the Dow giving up over 190 points as investors continue to fret about the trade battle between the United States and Canada. It was the eighth straight day the Dow has lost. S&P 500 declined over 0.6% as energy shares fell in the day. NASDAQ pulled down 0.8%, erasing earlier gains led by declines in Amazon and Alphabet. As we said earlier, Amazon shares fell after the Supreme Court ruled that states could require online shoppers to pay sales tax. Simmering tensions between the United States and Canada on trade have kept stock gains in check all week long, with the Trump administration threatening to slap tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. China, meanwhile, said they're going to keep it up as well. At the bell, the Dow was off by 0.8 to close at 24,461. The NASDAQ was off by nearly 0.9 and closed at 77.15, and the S&P 500, that dropped by over 0.6 to finish the day at 27.49. Crude oil gained fractionally to close at 65.73. Gold was down a fraction, and the 10-year T-note stayed on track at 2.93%. Well, this afternoon, the House narrowly approved a five-year farm bill that would impose new work requirements on people who receive food stamps. The legislation initially failed after conservatives demanded a vote on a conservative-backed immigration bill in exchange for their support last month. But the House was able to push the bill forward today in a 213 to 211 vote, squeaking by. Passing the farm bill was a top priority for Speaker Paul Ryan, who argued the work requirements would help people move up the economic ladder, except over 80% of food stamp recipients are infirm or elderly or children. The bill authorizes a number of farm, agricultural, and food programs that are set to expire at the end of September. Most Democrats oppose the farm bill over the new work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or food stamps. When we come back, it's Marketing for Business, Episode 19, with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. We're talking about finding ways to share the information and build business. That's next on this edition of the Business News Hour.